Dictation for Mr. Wojcik, Wojcik is the last name. First name is ZB, IGNIEW. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of accident is 6/29/2021, but the case is closed and he's being seen as part of ongoing issues as a healthcare issues. The patient was initially injured in an automobile accident and has gone through a surgery for the L5-S1 spine, and patient continued to have various issues. He has pain in the neck, which is minimal now, around 4. And middle back pain is 5 and lower back pain is 7. Elbow pain in the right side is 5. Knee pain 7 on the right side. Left knee is minimal, 3. Occasional headaches. Patient has been seeing a spine specialist, Dr. Louis Redden. His new appointment will be on January 13, 2025. They're considering anterior cervical discectomy with cervical fusion and also revision of spinal cord stimulation device, as the location of it is bothering the patient. When he goes to sleep, it hurts him. Overall, the pains are between 4 and 7. The patient do have a motor weakness of the left arm and numbness of the right fifth finger. And all of this is attributed to the injury that patient had. Currently, patient do report 80% relief. He's been working on odd jobs. Kindly review the record for the ADL for system review. Additional issue. Substance abuse. Compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 129, 24, 75, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain same from previous visit. That was dated 10/29/2025, dictation number 1106-017. Please mention that the patient do have a lot of anxiety, panic, and a lot of issues with the nightmares, some depression off and on. In the plan of care, we reviewed the maps, we reviewed the labs. And patient was provided with meloxicam 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, neuropathy pain, lidocaine gel 4%. For topical pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram. For panic and anxiety and sleep problem. In addition, patient was provided a view of the MRIs. His cervical spine MRI shows that he has a disc herniation of C4-5 and C6-7, bulging disc of C5-6. There is a facet hypertrophy of C4-5, C5-6. And C6-7. At C6-7, there is a broad-based disc herniation compressing left and right C7 nerve roots with severe foramina stenosis. And patient has been possibly undergoing a anterior discectomy. In the right knee, patient has mild joint effusion and oblique undersurface tear of the posterior horn of the body junction of the middle meniscus, as well as damage to the lateral meniscus posterior horn. Patient was advised to go for orthopedic surgery, consultation regarding the knee issue, and also spine surgery for the spine issues. He's been given a second opinion consult also in case he decided to go for that. Otherwise, he's stable. Thank you.